This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Those of you out there, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. We're also on Parler, and it's at The Captain's America, three words, at The Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, The Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, too, while you're looking at all the different things that are out there. So, joining us right now, hour number two, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. And hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, for our great country, which was founded under Judeo-Christian values many moons ago. Now, Kyle, we talked a lot the first hour about the president's news conference. That's fine. That's dandy. I don't want to dwell on it because, obviously, there were problems there. You could see it. The president had a cheat sheet. He couldn't have done that press conference without the notes he had and possibly even an earbud in his ear. It looked like as if a couple times he put his finger up to his ear. Don't know if it was a sign or what it was. And he might have had a little small miniature piece in his ear. Don't know. But it appeared that way because he was staring ahead either at a screen, at a TV, or listening to what was being told to him. Couldn't tell what it was. Now, Chucky Boy Schumer has explained why the Dems are justified in using the filibuster, which some of them now are seeking to abolish. Now, we got to remember, in the last few years, the people that used the filibuster weren't the Republicans. It was the Democrats. So trying to see them get rid of the filibuster really defeats their whole purpose.
Well, right. And here's the reasoning from Chuck Schumer. And that is because, he says, essentially, Republicans had refused to engage in bipartisan negotiations, and this is why the Democrats had to use the filibuster against them, you know. And so really, I mean, this is, again, one of those instances, Captain, where they're trying to create this show, this narrative.
The dividers of this country, beyond a shadow of any doubt, whether you want to believe it or not, progressive left liberals, are the Democrats. They are offering no compromise.
Well, that's right. Exactly. And by the way, that was also evident in the press conference earlier today, too, in the sense that Joe Biden has not reached out. In fact, we found out today that he's only talked to Mitch McConnell, I think, maybe once, if I recall correctly. So there is no reaching across. He's not going to get the votes. He's not doing any of these kinds of things. They have no intention as far as we can tell, in these first, 60-plus days of the administration, 64 days, that the Democrats want to have any kind of bipartisan anything with the Republicans. It's really just about trying to create the Republicans as a big bad monster that only Democrats are virtuous in politics now.
Now, Joe Biden is going to take a big trip next week to Pittsburgh from Washington, D.C. He's going to unveil his multi-trillion dollar infrastructure plan there in Pittsburgh next week. $3 or $4 trillion, take your pick. We don't know for sure. What do you think you're going to see?
Well, once we start getting to that level of money, it becomes almost incomprehensible. But of course, Captain, what's going to happen? It's not that it's just going to be printed. It's going to be the tax hikes. We're talking about 21% to 28, going from 21% to 28% for the corporate rate. By the way, it's not just going to be people who make $400,000 or more. Everybody's going to get higher taxes.
$200,000 is the individual level in which you're going to get hit. Anything above $200,000, I know truck drivers that make that kind of money.
Well, sure.
Now,
sure.
It's a gross number, but that's the bracket you're going to be put in.
Well, that's right, because they're not taking home anywhere near that.
No.
Once they pay all the expenses and all those kinds of things. And so it's completely misleading to the American people, which for the president and the Democrat Party to continue to engage in what is obviously a class struggle, warfare kind of footing, in the sense of trying to make people think, oh, those fat cats who are earning $200,000, well, we've got to really tax them. They're not paying their fair share. All that kind of stuff is just...
By the way, what's the number one expense for a trucking company, railroad, steamship, aircraft? What's the number one expense?
Well, I would think it would be fuel.
Right.
Yeah.
And fuel is still high. It dropped down a little bit yesterday. I don't know why it did. It jumped almost $4 a barrel when the ship was jammed in the Suez Canal, which we'll get to here in the next segment. By the way, it's still there, and it's going to be there for weeks, which means the price of oil isn't going to be quite as bad, because they do have an alternate channel for the smaller ships, not the big super tankers, but the smaller ships to get through the Suez Canal. You're aware of that, right?
Yes, that's right. And the ship we're talking about is the Ever Given, and the tugs have been trying to push it, but they're also trying to dredge out mud and sand all around it so they can try to release it, but it's going to take a long time, they say.
At least 2 weeks.
Yep.
And by the way, there is a report we'll talk about when we get back of an Israeli ship being fired at by a rocket. By who? We'll tell you. We got an idea, but we'll tell you in the Arabian Sea. All right, we're coming back with more. Don't go nowhere, no how. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right, well, I'm back, but Kyle, I want you to give them the phone number for tonight.
That's right, folks. The number for tonight, call this number, 1-813-289-1860. That's 1-813-289-1860.
Now, see, I got to teach them radio lingo. That's 813-289-1860. 813-289-1860. That's the radio version of a telephone. Okay, here we go, folks. In the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, and Auto Glass America will sure do that. They'll give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you tell them, the Captain, Matt Bruce, sent you, and they install that windshield. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim, come to your home or office to do the job, and you get a lifetime warranty and $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get done fixing that windshield for you. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, and all surrounding areas. They're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Give them a call at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the Captain sent you and get $100 put in the palm of your hand today. Meanwhile, Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
They're with my eardrums. All right, well, okay. Now, folks, we're back with more. You know, Nancy Pelosi is related to Gavin Newsom. Is that correct, Kyle?
Yeah, they have some kind of familial relationship. That's right. Yep.
Are they cousins?
You know, I have to try to remember that. I know that their families are they're connected by family, but I know that for sure. Yep.
Well, Nancy says, and this is in direct respect to Tom Steyer's announcement yesterday, she says it is unnecessary to run another Democrat in a California recall.
I know. Well, she said, basically, she says she thinks it's an unnecessary notion. She says she doesn't even think it rises to the level of this, of, quote, an idea, basically. So that tells me something, Captain. That tells me they're all terrified. They're all completely terrified of the recall. You see Gavin Newsom, as a matter of fact, vaccinations in California, starting April 1st, we understand, as of today, are going to be opened up to people 50 years and older, and then in 2 weeks, it's going to be opened up to people 16 years of age and older, and one has to think that Gavin Newsom is scrambling, trying to, again, get the idea that, no, don't worry, things are happening, you know, everything's going to be okay, just don't recall me. And so I think that this is a real good version of Nancy Pelosi saying this, that, you know, yeah, that they are very worried, that they would even need a backup Democrat, as it were.
Okay, so open up the state.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. Well, we're getting more and more information now. For example, schools should be fully open for instruction as we come into the fall. A lot of schools already have some kind of hybrid thing going on. They're trying to increase that, but the LA Teachers Union, I believe, struck a deal just recently. All that's contingent upon having the teachers, all the teachers get vaccinated and so forth, but that could take some time. But here we have, Captain, though, of course, this idea of opening up the vaccinations, I think, is a real move on Newsom's part, because he knows that people are not happy in California.
All right. Well, many people yesterday said that Joe Biden's first press conference, 64 days into it, was hard to watch. It was full of lies, full of exaggeration, and merely a political speech with prearranged answers to questions that were already known by Joe Biden. I knew that. I told the entire radio audience yesterday that's what was going to happen. I got a little bit of response back going, how do you know? How do you know? Well, it's because I was one of those people that's on the list at the White House that was sent a questionnaire to ask a question of the president, and I did.
You did, that's right. And unfortunately, it was not going to be asked or answered, I should say, by the president at all. But of course, Captain, you know, just briefly, one of the things that really strikes me, here's the president, he can't go out and talk to the reporters without all this printed material in front of him that he can read from.
Mm-hmm.
In many cases, throughout anybody's presidency, they have to sit alone with a world leader. Maybe mm-hmm. they have their interpreters with them if there's a language difference. But, Captain, the president has to be able to hold his own with anybody, anytime. And if you don't have all that backup material if you're going to sit down and talk with a world leader.
There's a reason he's carrying those little cards around in his jacket when he pulls out and says, you know, when I keep my schedule here, it's like a scorecard every day of the... Yeah, he's got everything on there so that if he gets asked a question, he can look through that card and give an answer.
Yeah, it certainly
does.
That's
what that's all about.
Well, exactly. And that is very, very concerning. And I think, you know, he was even pressed on a couple of things lightly, I'll say. There wasn't any kind of contentiousness that we've seen at Trump press conferences. You didn't see the reporters getting ready to try to ambush with a question and then really go after it. And then also not interrupting the president when he was talking. So that's what, you know, kind of gave it a very, very different vibe from almost any other presidential press conference in the modern time.
Yeah. Now, we're getting ready to take a break here in a few minutes, folks, and I'm gonna give you some advance warning. We're going to do a circle back segment when we come back because we got one tonight. So we're going to do a circle back statement segment. You're going to want to listen to that. All right, Biden's Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas, who does not impress me at all because I don't think he knows what he's doing. He said, we are on pace to encounter more individuals on the southwest border than we have in the last 20 years. Okay, why?
Why? Well, why? I think because, number one, then-candidate Biden said this is good, what the state of affairs was going to be if he got into office. Then they came out and they decided after he took office they were going to reverse the stay in Mexico policy that President Trump had instituted. And the list goes on. The message is out there throughout all these different countries where people are starting these treks you know, and literally walking to the United States, the idea is that, in fact, it was one of the questions. Oh, people see you as being a nice guy who's very moral and is going to take care of people and this kind of thing.
I almost choked.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this was just a very, very strange sort of phraseology.
He is not a nice guy. He is a liar and a fraud and a cheat who boomeranged and bullied his way into the position that he's in right now, and he is bought and paid for, ladies and gentlemen, lock, stock, and barrel by the Chinese to the tune of several billion dollars. And don't let anybody tell you any differently, because I can prove everything I said by public documents that are out there.
Yeah, this is real, you know, big-time stuff. There's just no doubt about it. But, you know, Captain, unfortunately, what's happening, especially with the people that are coming to the border and then they're coming into these processing centers and so forth, I have to say, I don't think Joe Biden, the Democrat Party elite, I don't think they care and want people to come to this country and be super successful and all this kind of stuff. They just see them as being a means to an end.
Subservient people.
That's right. They don't care.
To serve our needs.
That's right, because they don't care, really. And by the way, I think it was completely outrageous. Completely outrageous that the President of the United States would say something like, well, you can go down to the border of these facilities and look inside them after I get everything sort of the way I want it to be. You know, I almost fell off my chair. I couldn't believe it. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine any other president saying, just wait until I get things taken care of, then you can go in and see what's going on in there? Mm-hmm. That seems to be completely outside of the norm of, or the realm of the, even the use of the word transparency.
Meanwhile, we have to change our direction of eyesight over to the Cuomo side of the aisle, because the Cuomo impeachment probe is now looking into whether or not his family got preferential access they weren't supposed to get to COVID-19 tests and the vaccine itself.
This is just piling on. I mean, it's just one thing after another. Obviously,
we know they did because he said so.
Well, sure, exactly. But again, it goes to the perception. It goes to all these different things, starting with, of course, the nursing home scandal. Then you have these multiple accusations, very, very, credible accounts and so forth of the harassment, the sexual harassment, and now this, all this piles on, and it just begs the question, because these different investigations will be ongoing, obviously, but can this man govern the state of New York and do business as the governor with, you know, the political business of the state and running the state in this environment? I think the answer is quickly becoming no.
Well, no, and it is quickly becoming no. And hold that thought. And, folks, we're going to come right back. And when we come back, we're going to have a circle back segment. Yep, we got a Jen Psaki circle back segment. Wait till you hear what we got. We're coming back with. You're going to enjoy it, I know. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, from this end of the country to the other end, to that upper end, to the lower end, and all around the world, too, on the satellite. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always America.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. At least five people have died in Calhoun County after multiple tornadoes touched down. There was heavy damage in Shelby County, where thousands of people are still without power.
Just be aware that when power starts coming back on, that's a lot of times when fire starts, it's because a stove might have been left on when the power went out and they forgot about it.
That's Cahaba Valley Fire Chief Buddy Wilkes, whose crews are assisting in Shelby County. The number of dead from the winter storm that struck Texas in February has risen to 111. That's more than double the initial tally. The Texas Department of State Health Services says most of the deaths occurred from hypothermia. The storm knocked out power to more than 4 million customers statewide, and many of the people were without clean water for more than a week. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence. Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. Thank you very much, Mike Gallagher, for doing that nice liner for me. His studio is right around the corner from me, about 25, 30 feet away, and he broadcasts from here 5 days a week. Now, join me this Saturday at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey for the Moss Nissan March Mania tailgate event. It'll be going on March the 27th, this Saturday, from noon to 3, and Tailgate Pro Entertainment will be the host of the games. We'll be playing games like Cornhole, Tiki Toss, Giant Zynga, and Yard Pong, all set up for you and your kids. It's a child family-friendly event, if you will, and you can enjoy the NCAA tournament basketball games on the big Tailgate Pro Entertainment giant screen TV, too. There'll be plenty of shade there because they open up the truck, they put the tents out there, and away you go. Plenty of free food, too, and refreshing drinks for you as well. And look me up while you're at the event. I'll be there with my temp, the AM860 The Answer temp, and I'll have coupons to hand out, and they are worth $500 off the deal you make on your Moss Nissan vehicle, whatever certified pre-owned or brand new. It's a $500 discount, so take it with you and see what you can do. Now, remember, Tailgate Pro Entertainment for your next corporate or private tailgate party, and I'll see you this Saturday, noon to 3, at Moss Nissan at US 19 and State Route 54 in Newport Richey. Looking forward to seeing a lot of you there. I've already heard from a bunch of people that say, yeah, we're going to be there. Of course, the big thrill for them is the free food, but that's okay. Whatever. You don't have to come up here to buy a car. And by the way, if you want to take a test drive in one of those GTRs, one of those fancy-dancy sport cars, you can do that, too. All right. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. It's time for our circle back segment of the day, and here we go. Get out of the way. It's coming at you, Kyle. Jeez.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds bad. Yeah.
I don't know. It sounds really bad. I don't think I'm going to get any closer than what I'm hearing it on the radio here. All right. Well, our circle back segment has to do with Kamala Harris. You see, folks, we've been hearing about this for a while, but yesterday the shock became closer to home when we found out the White House said that Kamala Harris has equal status with Joe Biden when it comes to things like the border. She was put in charge of the border, something that our president is supposed to be in charge of. So since she was put in charge by him, she now shares equal status as the co-president.
This is absolutely astounding. Now, of course, President Biden in just recent days referred to her as President Harris.
Yep.
As a historical footnote, the notion of co-presidents was broached long ago, back in 76, I think, when Reagan wanted to run. Ford was running, and then they introduced some discussion of co-presidents, and that was quickly abandoned for obvious reasons. But that term is now seemingly making a comeback. But of course, Captain, it's about the perception of who Kamala Harris is as the vice president in regards to Joe Biden and the obvious issues and problems that he has. So is this just a way of trying to build up the vice president, believing that people think that Joe Biden, unfortunately, is suffering from something and is weaker as a result of that?
Well, you forget about the recent co-presidents of memory.
Who's that?
Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton.
Well, that's right. That's right. But, and didn't he say, well, you get one, or you get two for one, or that kind of
believe
thing?
Believe it or not, George and Laura Bush were actually partners, and we all knew it. Mm-hmm. And also, when you talk about Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, they were co-partners, and we all knew it.
Right, right.
Now, Donald Trump was a little bit different, but Melania had her own little thing that she wanted to do, and, of course, he ran the country.
Right, exactly. But of course, with President Biden, it seems to be an entirely new issue, you know, that is facing the country. So again, yes, putting her in charge of the border, and I wonder if the jury's kind of out on that. I mean, obviously, it's a big issue for her to be in charge of, but at the same time, it's almost an impossible thing to do. So I wonder if President Biden, we'll put her in charge of that.
Think about this for one short minute, and then don't think anymore. A week prior, she was asked about what she thought about what was going on the border, and she said she hadn't been briefed, so she really didn't have any idea. Now, that was a week prior. What did she learn in a week that now makes her eligible to be in charge of the border? When, oh, by the way, the Arizona governor, Doug Ducey, said she is the least qualified person to be running anything at the border.
Well, right. I mean, and what a faux pas to say something. I wasn't briefed on something that is arguably one of the major issues facing not only this administration but this country at this moment. So for her to say something like that, I think was not good, because that, again, gives the idea that, wait a minute, the vice president literally has to be briefed on all kinds of stuff for obvious reasons. That's why we have a vice president, just in case.
Well, while we have a major container ship, which is about as tall as the Empire State Building, blocking the larger, remodified, redesigned Suez Canal, we do have the smaller Suez Canal, which is still there, which ships are using as a bypass. Now, the super tankers, unfortunately, can't get in that canal, that channel. But the smaller ships can, so they are making their way through there. We had about 150 ships backed up when all this stuff started. So I don't know how many are underway, but a fair number of them are. But we also yesterday had an Israeli ship damaged by a rocket fired in the Arabian Sea from Iran, we think?
That's right, Captain. We understand that this is an Israeli container ship, basically. All we know is that they're saying that a missile was launched. They believe it was of Iranian origin. It was between India, the ship, this container ship between India and Oman, as you mentioned, in the Arabian Sea. So the proximity to Iran is what is, really tipping them off here. So this is definitely a major incident to occur. We don't know the extent of whatever damage might have been inflicted as yet. That hasn't been reported as far as we're aware. But obviously this puts Israel into a position of saying, well, they're probably going to go, if they haven't said this, but they would say to themselves, they obviously are going to do something about this, we would think.
Now, West Virginia lawmakers have passed a bill requiring student athletes to play on teams based on the sex that they were recognized at as birth. That throws the transgender stuff right into the toilet, but I do believe it'll be challenged at the federal level.
I'm sure that it will be, but it'll be interesting to see the perception across the United States to something like this, because we've seen different
competitors. People are not supporting this.
That's right. That's right. Well, yeah. We've seen the young people, the competitors,
yeah.
Say this really is not good for them.
And I need to say something in response to Joe Biden saying, well, the Republicans support me. The Republicans support, they voted for me. The Republicans only support Joe on one thing, and there's only one poll that says that. It's the Rasmussen poll, and it happens to be the COVID-19 response. They think that Joe Biden did a better job because, quite honestly, the Republicans' response and the way they did things, it was like there was no response.
Well, right. So there you have, the basis for what he said. But he sort of made it sound like, if I recall correctly, like, I've got the Republican voters, I'm unifying the country. You know, he was saying that in context of the Congress is unified, but the country is unified.
Yeah.
And that, again, didn't seem right.
Now, San Francisco is on track to see the highest accidental drug overdose deaths, more so than 2020 when they set a record, according to a medical report. And these are primarily the people out in the streets living on the sidewalk.
Yeah, exactly right. And people that have, you talk about people leaving California. A lot of people are primarily wanting to leave San Francisco. They have had it. They've had it with the taxes there. They've had it with the issues on the streets of San Francisco, basically. So I'm not surprised by any of that.
Yeah, and I'm not either, to be honest with you. So, it becomes what it becomes. Now, the other thing is, we have to understand, folks, with a lot of the things that are happening here, that something else, Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee, is demanding a vote on her End the Child Trafficking Bill, which is something that's very, very important. And she was down on the border the other day looking around because that's part of what she's doing.
Well, that's right. And who's bringing a lot of these kids and people over? It's the cartels, and that's the human trafficking part of it.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Our next Truckers Highway and Byway report. We're going to let you know what's going on out there weather-wise. Don't go nowhere, no how. We are coming right back right after these messages.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J. When you see the big old sign out there says Flying J or Pilot 2 miles ahead, get ready to come in for a landing because you are going to like what you see. And when you pull up to the fuel pumps, price is always competitive. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you, because you're going to get yourself a free cup of coffee, because that means that you were listening to me talk about them on my radio show. So there you go. The Flying J and Pilot truck stops and travel centers all across the country. Well, I got a treat for you, folks. We are about to have a twofer. Haven't done this in a while. Here we go.
Bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same, 'cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Well, I I'm singing and bling-blinging while the girls are drinking. Long necks down, and I wouldn't trade old Leroy or my Chevrolet for your Escalade or your Freak Parade. I'm the only John Wayne left in this town, and I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise, cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up in that Broadway on my old stud Leroy, and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse.
Yeah, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Kyle, that was good. The first time is even better the second time.
Yeah, that's great. That's the twofer. That's amazing.
Oh, and I haven't done that in a while, but this one was worth it. This one was worth it. So to all the people out there, and I just got a whole bunch of, you betcha, so it worked. All right, yeah, I like good music, and especially when it's got a beat and it's keeping you wide awake and you're having a good old time. All right, well, here we go. I'm going to read a statement. I'm going to give it to you. Folks, the severe weather will continue into tonight, unfortunately, through tomorrow morning. Windy in the northeast on Friday, coming behind all this or in front of it as the case may be. A system is expected to continue to produce severe thunderstorms, including tornadoes. We've already had people killed in Alabama late yesterday. It's going to go into Friday morning from the southeast U.S. into the Ohio Valley. And as this system quickly lifts towards the northeast Atlantic coast on Friday, gusty non-thunderstorm winds will develop behind it from the Ohio Valley into the lower Great Lakes. And another system will begin to move across the country this week. Again, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we've still got a pretty quiet map here out in the west tonight, but we do have wind advisories in Southern California. If you come across I-10 and you're headed west into California through Palm Desert, Palm Springs, you're dealing with the wind advisory. That's going to stretch all the way down to the San Diego County, down to the border with Mexico, so also I-8. Coming across east of San Diego, you've got a wind advisory to deal with. Fire weather watch, this going to be in the southeastern corner of New Mexico tonight. Also, winter weather advisory, southern Colorado and the Durango area tonight, Captain, with another winter weather advisory up with our friends in Montana, this near Bozeman along I-90, also along near Big Timber, and in that area there, you've got a winter weather advisory tonight. Also, cold temperatures. Laramie checking in at 28 degrees tonight. Looks like Great Falls, Montana at 29 degrees.
That's almost similar weather or summer weather for Laramie, so they're not that concerned about that. But let's take a look at Kansas. The eastern corner of Kansas, about 50 miles in from Missouri, you have got fog all the way from the Nebraska line, there we go, I'll get it right in a minute, Nebraska line all the way down to the Oklahoma line, dense fog advisory there. Also, that dense fog advisory comes in, I-44 coming in around Joplin. You ought to be out of it by the time you get to Springfield. However, over towards Fort Leonard Wood, there is a flood advisory there for the rain that came wailing through yesterday, as well as down in Arkansas, central Arkansas, northeastern Arkansas as well. And here's where the rubber meets the road. Folks, if you're traveling I-20 tonight and you're coming across eastern Alabama into Georgia over to the other end of Georgia on I-20 headed towards South Carolina, you're going to be in and out of rain, could be in and out of severe thunderstorms all the way across. There's a whole bunch of watches and warnings all through there. You've got tornado watches, tornado warnings up in northern Georgia, and the little corner of South Carolina, the northwestern corner of South Carolina as well, right up in there in the little southeastern corner of Tennessee. If you're going down what we call the gorge, I-40, down out of Knoxville, where I-81 and I-40 come together, I-75 as well, you're going to probably run into some heavy rain and possibly some flooding down through there. So keep all of that in mind. Now, the other thing is, when you're looking at the weather, take a look over at what's up above it in Indiana, in Ohio, Pennsylvania, half of New York, across the New York Thruway south, as well as West Virginia, the mountains of Virginia, most of Kentucky, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, part of the southern part of Vermont and New Hampshire. You've got wind warnings. You've got the possibility of some severe thunderstorms up through there as well. And then one last little thing, Maine, I-95, all the way to the Nova Scotia line, dense fog north all the way up to the Quebec and Nova Scotia line as well, up in the northern part of Maine. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And from Kyle Warren, we go to... Go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I can tell you that I'm not surprised by what I saw at the press conference yesterday, and I can't wait to hear your initial description of what you saw, because I figured that there needed to be an earpiece in Joe's ear, or he'd have a bunch of notes, and he may have had both, but he certainly had the notes.
Well, yeah, he had the notes, and each page had what appears to be some kind of a heading to it. It may have said Afghanistan at the top, or immigration at the top, or filibuster at the top, or taxes at the top. So all he had to do was just go to that page based on the question. The question asked was not necessarily the answer that he gave. He just gave a answer that fit inside the topic and not the question. So, he admitted it. I mean, you could see the pages that he was flipping. He had another little kind of a binder and then a separate little card. So he had quite a few things that were laying there on the podium for him to refer to.
Mm-hmm.
He also had a specific list of names of reporters,
right,
and their outlets,
right,
that he called on. But he was still very lost.
Mm-hmm.
I think there were probably maybe only 20 journalists in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously very spread out.
Mm-hmm.
There are several that he did not call on, but, you know, he spoke slowly enough that he didn't really take all that many questions. And there were a lot of journalists that never got called on inside that hour. So,
yeah,
it was staged. It was it was friendly. He really wasn't. I mean, the questions may have sounded challenging, but his responses were not contested in the least.
No.
So, It was, he kind of spoke in platitudes.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and between
there
the,
we are.
Between the AP reporter, the black MSNBC reporter, I can never remember her name, and the CBS reporter, I think her name is Nancy, used to be with ABC, and the USA Today reporter, they asked the majority of the questions. Because they got all the follow-ups in there. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. And if you want to call the show this morning, the number to call is 813-289-1860. That's 813-289-1860 if you have any questions or comments. I'll see you when we get back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always...
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.